This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
You're the man who creeps,
stalkers.
Man be taking out talkers,
yeah.
Man be making shit awkward,
yeah.
Man be taking out authors,
yeah.
Man be taking out
corporates,
man be walking all corporate,
yeah.
Man cut off a man,
no pill.
Man be taking out Morpheus,
man be taking shit cautious.
Man just breaking with
Porsches,
man to lies and then man them. Man's just making up corkies,
fake.
Man's just making up bullshit. Grab the strap and go walkie.
Bah.
Man be moving all corky,
short.
Then a man get poked up and porky.
Yes.
Man's drowning. Man be grabbing that snorkel.
Yeah.
Man be moving all awful. General soldier, that's corporate.
Oof.
Man's got everyone thinking. Man just made the shit thoughtful.
Yeah.
Man just changed up this whole shit. That just made man immortal.
Yes.
Normal.
Thanks for making shit formal.
Man's got fans up in Scotland,
yeah.
Man's got fans up in Cornwall.
Clean up
and just leave this shit floral.
Yeah.
I've got fans that take this shit oral.
I said, babe, can jump in this portal.
I've got whores just acting all awful.
This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut it down. We're making niggas start again. This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut shit down. We're making niggas start again. The hardest. When I talk about the unfortunate artist that asked to record with the sharpest, I reply no, real flatly, Lord of the dance shit. Tell me I'm heartless, call me a bastard when I refuse what they send to me. But too many niggas ask us, crawl up asses. All I see is human centipedes, but man ain't down with no brown nose. My Mac ain't down with those downloads. These niggas don't stand up next to me. It's like man, I just out here without toes. Got a beanie in my home without clothes. Go deep in the throat like Altos. She doesn't speak, but she's never got her mouth closed. And she rides me so well, I've got a Ralph. Close. No need for jokes, there's no banter. I don't speak with hoes, I'm no Santa. I get chicks that don't talk over dinner. They know I ain't leaving home for no catch up. Couldn't get one, then I'm a trendsetter. And all of a sudden my life just gets better. And all at once vaginas get wetter. So it's all for the bangs, I'm like a hairdresser. All I do is give them what they're wanting. So it's fair here, even if she's not a blonting. But a chick wasn't on tings. I was a last resort, she used to see me as blontings. It's hard to believe the buff girls like me. But it's a cold world and girls like heat. And the reason I don't get gassed, petrol companies can't shell like me. This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut it down. We're making niggas start again. This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut shit down. We're making niggas start again. This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut it down. We're making niggas start again. This is way too hard for them. We make it hard for them. They build it up, we shut shit down. We're making niggas start again.
How are you doing, guys? It's me, Jack, from the Jack Mate Show. I'm joined by Tom Norris.
Howdy, partners.
And Will.
All right.
Will, I forgot your last name. I was going to say Will Smith. I wish. Will Brazier. You all right?
Yeah, still pronounced wrong, but you're doing all
Brazier.
Right.
Brazier. Hey.
Brazier.
That's it, you got it on the side.
Little Willy Brazier.
Will Brazier.
Willy Brazier.
Willy Brazier.
That's it, you're getting there.
Yeah, we're closer.
Ever so close.
Brazier.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, bet you didn't get bullied at school.
No, I didn't.
He did the bullying.
Come on.
I'd give her the pounding.
Give her the pounding?
What?
What?
Hope you guys are well. What's today's theme, Tom?
Today's... We don't do themes anymore, you jerk
off. Yeah, we don't do themes.
Wake up! Put your head out your ass.
Wake up! Where'd you go and put on all the makeup?
Go
what
on.
Song's that?
Oh, Chop Suey.
Well done.
Is
well
it?
Done. Well
System
done.
Of the Down.
Oh, yeah.
System of the Down, son.
Oh, we should play that. We got that?
No.
Yeah, well, we'll do that at the end.
One day.
How was your week?
my week has been a lot of work, a lot of hours. I've been doing some early days, doing stuff, but it's been good.
Oh yeah, you're up early, aren't you?
Yeah.
How early?
5:30 a.m.
Wow.
Yes, and do you know what? Other people are actually doing things at that time. It's mental.
Like what? What do you see people doing at that time?
I see people thinking. I see people feeling. I see people pondering, wondering.
Cool.
The city is alive.
It is alive.
What about yourself, William? Just work?
I met some wrestlers this week. You know, I like wrestling.
Oh, yeah? What, on Johnny and Arnell show?
Yes, Johnny and Arnell. I had Beer Money Inc. in, and they had Richard James Storm and Bobby Roode. They were lovely fellas.
Oh, was you already familiar with them?
Did they go, yeah, big time.
Did they go down a storm? Did you go down on Storm? Get it?
Yeah, so no, one of them was called Storm, and you're saying, would you go? Did it go down?
Did you go down?
Oh, no, they were really good, really nice. And tomorrow, we're going to see them live at Wembley Arena.
Ooh. It's kind of like going to see a play, isn't it?
What can they do live?
Pardon?
What are they going to do live? Sing?
Wrestle.
What's wrong with that?
Not for me.
All right, well, you're not
invited. I dig wrestling, but English. I never got really got into the English wrestling.
It's not English wrestling.
Are they American?
They're American. Oh, Kurt Angle's going to be there. Remember Kurt Angle?
Is he?
Yeah.
Last time I saw a picture of him, he was in a picture in a wheelchair.
Ooh. Yeah, well, you're not in the best of health, but he gets by, so...
Would you sleep with him, Tom?
What?
Okay.
I do not know what that means.
Just put him in a wheelchair. It's quite big down there. Coming up on the show, as we digress, we've got a good cop, bad cop again, unfortunately, for you guys.
No, good cop, perv cop.
What, one thing
don't
we
stop
don't,
calling it that.
One thing we don't do on this show
I'm
is...
I'm the good cop.
All right, go on. One thing we don't do on this show is stay stagnant. So we took the feedback, took the criticism, and we've improved.
We evolved.
We
come out of the water a little dirty fish, and we get into a big man. We evolve into a big man.
I like to think we're all mud skippers on the mud slope
mud
of
skipper?
Land.
Have
you, yeah, you
what's
need
a
to.
Mud
this is your homework for the weekend. Ooh. Google mud skip.
Right. Skip.
Your homework is just to Google something.
Mud skippers.
Is it rank?
They're like little brown fish. They look like tadpoles, but big. Like you can hold them in the hands, and they got big cheeks, and they go.
And they the ones on the bottom of the bed.
They eat mud, and then they go.
You dirty little bitch. I know what you be doing with those little mud skipping humans.
No, they get all the mud in their mouth. And then,
the mud?
Yeah.
Mud in their mouth.
And then they go, and they spit it out.
Yeah, Gav, are they the ones that, like, eat your skin off your feet? Because I really need some help down there.
No, they're not, unfortunately.
Oh, right.
Unless you dip your feet in mud, then they might have a nibble.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't know.
You're the man with many answers.
Yeah, later on we've got, what will Willie want, yeah? And you're going to be stranded somewhere later, Will, so...
You're going to be on a desert island, and we're going to choose the people to eat with you.
Giving it away already. Giving it away.
That's a nice little preview.
Stranded
preview,
somewhere kind of implies
we're going to have our third rambler from the Football Ramble on.
They said it couldn't be done.
They said it couldn't be done, but we've done it. We've pulled it out of the bag. Jim Campbell's going to be calling up later. And then we're on to the home run of Speller next week.
We'll be on the pursuit of Speller.
We're on the pursuit of Spellerness, and baby, everything's gonna be good.
Sound like me on random karaoke.
Yeah, I know, that was something we will never ever do again.
Rest in peace.
So, does anyone want to ask me? Oh, yeah, I've been doing a lot this week.
Wait a sec. How's your week been?
Oh, really good, thank you, mate. Got into my healthy eating again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long's that been?
4 days.
Oh, whatever.
How many chicken nuggets you have?
None. Actually, I've been really
honestly,
good.
Honestly? How many chicken nuggets have you had?
None.
You said you were going to have a chicken burger earlier, but you didn't get her in time.
Exactly, so...
That's not... You know, you're already on the fence. You're going to...
Jeez!
I've been healthy all week, so I think I can do a chicken burger every now and then. And okay. I'm not going to eat the bun. I don't eat the bun, so it's just empty carbs.
I don't eat the raw meal bun.
Just eat the deep-fried chicken.
And the chips.
And the
garlic mayo.
Also, I've got some news for you about that, actually, but we'll get onto that later.
Oh, no. Don't tell me the bacon mayo's gone.
No,
they've changed the menu next door.
Go on, what?
You have to order the chips separately.
What's it cost more?
Yeah.
Does it actually cost more?
Yeah. It's a bit mad.
You don't believe me.
Honestly, I was having a word.
I wouldn't make it up.
To be honest, that's the only reason I come down to these parts. So I'm probably going
to. And just
go.
To compound the misery as well, like they give you a burger on a little plate.
It's like a little plate for the size of a teacup.
So it used to come on a big wooden
a big lavish
board.
Yeah, now it's like, ooh, you want your little burger, do you? And just throw it at you.
What, so does it actually cost more?
Yeah.
Yeah, for chips, yeah.
And the, it's like they're taking the piss by giving it on that little plate.
Oliver, did you order one?
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect it to come on such a little tiny.
Even Oliver Twist wouldn't ask for more, would he, guys?
No. Hey.
Hey.
Nice work there.
Thanks, pal.
Please, sir. I've had exactly enough.
I paid the same price for this, and I got chips as well, sir. What's the bloody problem?
It's weird. Yeah, the peaches have changed.
Everything's changing, but I still feel the same.
But what?
No.
Anyway, we digress.
Oh dear. No, I've been hitting the gym as well.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah, bought some gym gear. Oh, watch.
Go on. Oh. I've never seen biceps go in.
They're inverted biceps, they're new.
Oh, okay.
Download one on the App Store today.
Oh, is that going for you? Yeah,
right. Really well.
Is there going to be more topless photos?
I just feel like you. I feel like. Probably when I get a better body.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you're just going to rinse everything that, that I do in life. Yeah, look at Natalie looking at you. She's just sick in her mouth.
Ooh. That'll be.
Sick in her mouth.
If you follow the Twitter later, I might put a cheeky image on there.
Of you?
No, of you.
Doing what?
That pose you did with your hands and your abs. Abs and slabs.
Peace.
You remember the one, Tom?
Oh yeah, gang up on me.
I don't know what you're on about, Will.
That's fine, moving on.
What else have I done?
You knew it was going to come out here then, didn't you?
Looking at houses. It's quite a big thing in my life.
Oh yeah, where are you looking?
Well, big houses.
Settling down, are you?
Well, we went to view one yesterday. Well, I say we. My friend went to view one yesterday. It was a three bedroom. And one of the rooms was not even a quarter of the size of this. And they was calling it a bedroom. There weren't enough room for a bed in there. It was a fucking office space.
Harry Potter grew up in the below her stairs.
There was nothing wrong with him. I made that joke yesterday.
What's young Jack sleeping in Harry Potter's corner?
Yeah. Do Hagrid.
Usher said that.
What you doing, Harry?
Harry, it's your birthday. Here's a cake.
That's more Captain Birdseye.
Captain Birdseye. What's he doing on that island with all the kids? Tell me that. All right. The first song on today's show is, I don't know. Go on.
What do you want? What do you fancy?
What you fancy?
That's not what we fancy. It's what have you got on your sheet? It's on your sheet, well.
It's on my sheet, Karen.
It's Sunset Suns, a band you might not be familiar with.
No, I am. I thought I played this on the show a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think you did, mate. My choice is Sunset Suns. Yeah. She wants.
Thought it was a bit weird. But
enjoy it.
Should have been a doctor. Should have been a father. Yeah, am I the only one to see the sound anymore? Should have been a writer. Should've found a partner. Girl, I got wings to fight to get me on that tour. I am the only one. I am the only one she wants. I am the only one. I am the only one she wants. Should've been a doctor. Been a father. Tell you my entire man, I ain't the kind of fool. Could have been a lawyer, would have been a liar. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, man, get me to that shore.
good on that, isn't it? Sunset Suns.
I'm going to play that next week and claim it as my own.
Yeah.
I know, I generally didn't know.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right. We can replay songs on here.
You're just a bit cheeky, that's all. You're just a cheeky guy.
You are. Don't do that laugh, because no. That's Shy Ronnie, and that's copyright.
Huh?
Yeah, lucky this is FUBAR, mate. Otherwise, we'd be have a fine.
Well,
have you
guts for garters?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't worry about it. Many plans this week. Many plans this week, Tom?
I've got a lot of work to do. Making this guy sat now. Going to be doing some editing on this new music video I'm doing.
You've been doing that a while, haven't you?
Fucking long time.
Looking
I was
nice,
literally
though.
Up yesterday, 5:30 a.m. Finished in the office at midnight.
Wow. How are you so committed?
You know, it's just in my blood.
Oh, you're so great. You're so great.
That's what it is. It's
in my blood.
It's in my blood.
No, I like it. So, and also, I'm trying to get it done so I can go off to Canterbury.
What, at the weekend?
On Sunday evening to see the missus.
Oh, right. How long for?
Yeah, I'm going to be back for Tuesday.
Oh,
mate.
Good.
What's happening Tuesday?
I started to get a bit worried. Oh, we're off to see Lads.
We're up to Upton Park. Yeah. See the Hammers down at Upton Park.
And bubble.
What, from Big Brother?
Yeah, it's Ricky Gervais.
Now, wait a sec.
Go on, we're waiting.
That bubble popped.
What?
What? I had nothing.
Will, can we just mute his mic for the remaining duration of the show? Go on. Are you right, Tom? Here you can.
No, I'll be saying jokes then broadcasting. I'm used to that. So no one heard that, so just us.
Yeah, now we're off to Upton Park, and it's mental.
What kind of food do they do? Tell me, what's to expect?
Pie and mash.
Do they do proper mash?
Yeah, pie and mash.
Nice. Do they do chicken pie?
Mash and pie.
Mash and pie. Ooh, yeah. All the
jelly deals.
I don't want that.
Nah.
Do they do that?
Yeah, have you had jelly deals?
No.
No,
rank.
I don't know. I can imagine you having a lot. I can imagine you having jelly deals.
I'd imagine you'd eat them like mud skippers eat mud. And then you wouldn't like one, so you'd go and spit out one from your nose.
Ugh.
Okay, thank you for painting such a wonderful picture.
William, what are you doing on the weekend? What are you
I'm going to the wrestling tonight.
Oh, you bloody are.
I'm going to see Johnny Cochran tonight over at the Pleasance Theatre. See a bit of his Edinburgh preview, I think.
Ooh.
So,
we invited or?
Yeah, you are. I've got to mention it, but you came so late, so.
What time's that?
7.
Till.
Should we discuss on our plans later?
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, it's an advertisement, so if you want to come down, the Pleasance Theatre in Islington, pay yourself a fiver and see some wonderful comedy.
Is it a fiver?
It's fiver for the common. Common
for the mudbloods.
For the mudbloods. Yes, for the mudskippers.
That's
but enough, Johnny Cochran.
Johnny's at the door, like, you know what you got to do if you're coming in here. Yeah, get this mudskipper in. Sorry, Johnny, if you're listening. He's not. Tom, you want to be a YouTuber, don't you?
When I grow up, I want to be YouTubers.
That's what the kids say now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they do.
Not okay. Astronaut, not fireman.
I want to be like Chatmate Dad.
No one's ever said that.
You do.
I did 3 years ago.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I want to rant and swear and not give a fuck.
Well, you just did the first one, so.
I want to be an anti-YouTuber.
Yeah,
I'm going to be an uncle YouTuber, and I'm going to just.
An
do,
uncle?
Yeah,
who's the nephew?
You're the auntie. I'm the uncle.
Don't
family jokes.
You do want to be a YouTuber, though, right?
Well, I'm saying like I want to be a YouTuber. I'm starting my own channel, yes.
Well, to get you in the mood.
Want to be a YouTuber. Yeah, go on.
Anyone can be a YouTuber.
But why don't we teach this guy here? Because you've got a bit of experience in it, haven't you?
You're talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can play some of your experience. Can we do that?
Well, why don't we teach him how to be a YouTuber?
You are a swine.
Yeah, for the next 10 minutes, let's teach Tom Norris how to become a YouTuber.
Okay.
So first of all, perfect.
Perfect.
First you need is some bouncy cheesy
like ukulele-based music in the background.
So
all right.
Something a bit cutesy, right?
Your name's a bit dull, isn't it, Tom Norris? So go for
why not go for Nozza?
Yeah, go.
Oh,
exactly.
My God. Is it?
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, okay.
That's really dull. Really dull. Mean as you want to go on, but no, that's fine. So, do you know the first step of being a YouTuber?
Yes.
You have to say, hi guys!
Hi guys, welcome to my channel.
I'm Tom.
I'm Nozza.
Pass
that test.
Nearly caught you out,
Now what?
Now.
What can I do to be a YouTube?
You want to do a challenge video.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we haven't got any cinnamon, but are you familiar with the Fluffy Bunny Challenge?
Well, we mentioned it in the last week's show.
The Chubby Bunny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chubby Bunny.
Also, I think before we get into marshmallows, actually create a name, nickname for his audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good point, Will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I will go for the Nozomons.
I knew he was going to say that.
Of course you did, because you know me so well.
Let's get a few more on the table. Right, let's brainstorm.
Nozzles.
Nozzles.
My little nozzles.
Nozzettes for the women.
Yeah, nozzles.
Yeah. Oh, Noz.
What?
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good one.
That's nice.
Catchy.
Terrible.
Strong.
Yeah. Mud skippers.
Norai. A Colosseum of Norrises.
Was no, we're not doing plurals. Parliament of Nozai.
No, the Colosseum of Norris. Nozai. We said that. Don't worry, it was a previous show. You can't remember.
Just what are you going to call your fans? You're the Beavers
the
got believers.
Hey, Nozomons, welcome to my show.
Okay, yeah, cool.
On the radio.
That'll cool.
And I'm going to have
today. You're going to be
a
doing
challenge.
The Chubby Bunny Challenge.
I'm going to be doing the Chubby Bunny Challenge. But the corner shop didn't sell marshmallows, so I'm going to be using a biscuit-based jam mellows.
Amateur move.
Which
amateur
is
going
to be crunchy.
Do you know what you've got to do with these?
I'm going to shove them right up my mouth. Like a mud skipper.
Yeah, like a mud skipper, yeah.
Stink.
Oh, not like stink.
Go on, let's smell him.
Pass him over here, go on.
Let's smell him. Why has he gone for a biscuit based one?
I didn't pick him. William did.
Honestly, I'm going to have
a whiff then.
Oh, they do stink. Let me try one. No, I better not.
Go on.
It just smells like they're like marshmallow biscuits.
Oh, they're breaking him in half.
Oh,
you're going to be able to get that in his mouth.
So, for all the listeners out there, we're actually eating a biscuit based. Is that a nice biscuit? What biscuit would you call that?
I don't know, it's your personal opinion.
It looks a bit like a malt milk.
No rank.
Hello.
All right, no, so what's I do? I say
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
After everyone you put in your mouth.
So I put one in my mouth.
Right, have we got a timer or not?
Hang on, yeah. But what, Jack, talk the listener, Nozomons, Nozettes, mm-hmm. through Chubby Bunny.
So basically you have to put a marshmallow in your mouth, and then after everyone, you have to say Chubby Bunny. And trust me, Will, it gets increasingly more difficult with each marshmallow.
I bet it does, Jack. I can only imagine that hilarity ensues.
I'm just waiting for the day Alfie Days does his part 9. Oh, I am subbed to that.
Okay, so
I said a timer. We don't actually need a timer. We just need to count how many you put in the mouth.
Okay, you...
Hang on, I might try and periscope this.
All right.
Oh, good. This will get him in.
So if anyone out there...
call it Stinky Old Man.
If anyone out there wants to watch us... so you may as well give him a bit of time then, no?
Yeah.
I'm live on...
Oh, we're live on Periscope.
Guys, get Periscope.
How do we find you?
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio on Periscope.
If you want to watch me do a challenge...
Oh, I'm on 4G. I really need to get rid of this.
Oh, come on, you meltboy.
Oh, I've got a data plan that does not allow this sort
You're
of coverage.
You're at work, mate. Duncan will
come
pay
on,
your
yeah,
bill this week.
Don't worry about it.
Duncan's got your phone bill covered,
We've
mate.
Got your cover. You made your bed, now sleep in it. Your expensive bed.
Oh, loads of people are joining.
Are they?
Two.
Should I start?
Double the listeners of this show. What? Listen to our show.
It's Judith and Chris Norris listening. All right, so should I start or do I wait?
You
carry on. I'll periscope throughout the whole show.
Okay, so I'll go.
Should I film this and then it can go up on the website? Maybe. I feel like we're just doing digital stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Right.
Oh my God! Someone get a drone. Can we get a drone in here?
Can I see?
Do I
bring the snow?
Is there speed in this, or is it just a case of? I'm breaking them in half.
Adam, sorry. Can you bring? Oh no, forget it. I'll do it on here.
I'll break him in half.
So here's Tom now about to do the Chubby Bunny Challenge. Go, Thomas.
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, he's put one in.
Chubby Bunny.
How's that?
Right.
Number two's gone in.
Chubby Bunny.
Don't eat him.
All right. Chubby Bunny.
Oh, look, Will, this is so funny.
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, my God. I think it's the biscuit-based substance that's not letting him carry on.
Look at his face. He looks like someone out of the Mighty Boosh.
Chubby Bunny.
Now he actually looks like a mud skipper with them cheeks.
Go on, mate.
How many is that?
Oh my
God.
Is he being sick on the floor?
Oh my God.
Oh, he's
straight.
Get one
explode.
More in there. One more in there.
Go on, Tom. He swallowed. Oh my God.
Oh, dear.
I've never seen a man's mouth increase so much in size.
Yeah. There we go. Well done. Are you happy with that, Will?
Yeah, really happy. Jack, why don't you try it?
No, I'm alright.
Come on, I've just got back on the Wi-Fi.
All right, I'll have a go, but I'm not eating them because they're just full of empty carbs.
Oh. You've changed.
I like you better when you get your mouth full.
Oh, I'd click that.
Oh, dear. Right, I'll have a go. Oh, how many do you reckon I can get? How many do you get?
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
7, because I ate one.
Go on then.
You're half of me.
Yeah, you're half, yeah.
So I had 14.
Right. So there's half a packet of marshmallows. Tom did a very valiant effort there.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Go on.
So, oh, no,
don't
no,
take
no,
it, put him
chewing it before.
I'm eating one.
Don't be a little bitch.
I am doing it. I'm already a YouTuber. I don't need to know.
What, you've already eaten your crust?
Maybe next week.
Oh, God. Tune in, guys.
Yeah. Enough of this.
Leave you on that cliffhanger.
What other joke? Oh, we got... Oh, yeah, we need to teach him about halls. Is it halls?
Yeah.
H-A-U-Ls.
So, your January favourites, Tom. Have you got anything that, you know, took your fancy this month?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got a list on my phone.
I'll turn that music off. It's doing my head.
No, just... You've got to keep it but a little bit less.
A little bit bouncy in the background.
Mm.
Right.
Well, you need to basically, Tom, YouTubers do their hauls at the end of every month, and they tell you about 5 products that they've used throughout that month that they really like.
Didn't say that when I sent you the list earlier, so that's a good list.
Yeah, because you're making it your own.
Because it's wrong.
You're making it your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do I like about January?
What do you like?
I like New Year's resolutions.
Why?
Trying to keep them. I think people, you know, they try new things. Not drinking for January. I mean, that's quite fun. It gets you healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Lose a few pounds and save a few pounds as well. Where's all the pounds going? In the pound bank. So there you go, Nozomons. And then...
I like that.
I also like... John Joe Shelby. You know, keep going all the way to Newcastle from Swansea. I mean, that's quite a drive, John Joe, but it's commitment. And you pass the ball really well.
And now
thanks, John Joe.
So Newcastle are also losing their pounds as well,
they spent all their pounds on John Joe Shelby. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get their pounds back because John Joe will be such a great player and they'll climb the league.
Oh, you're peeing on this week. You ain't got to try and impress him, mate.
I know, I suppose Tom's speaking.
And I've also got The Jinx, which is a crime-based...
Go on.
Say you were.
Documentary.
I didn't hear the dig you said. So I was just trying to rewind my head to see what you said, and I couldn't get back to it.
I can't get it out of my head.
Why not go on the catch up system at 6:01?
And I can listen back to it, and then I can hate you. Okay, I like you still at the moment, but when I hear that, I'll say something a bit too mean over text.
Yeah. Okay. It's so true.
Also, in January, I watched the new crime documentary, The Jinx.
Is it like Making a Murderer?
It's different. It's more HBO. It's more, you know, a bit crazy. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but people die, and someone made them die.
Hang on, Tom. I don't know.
Was it Stephen Avery?
No.
Oh, next up.
Next up, I have the return of this show. Coming back to FooBars.
Oh, that's cute. You'll regret saying that one when you hear what Will said, but carry on.
Yeah. Isn't that bad?
And also, I had the FIFA tournament that I had around my house where I had a lot of my friends who I never really pictured being in the same room together got in the same room together and they got on famously
because I was there.
Yeah, bringing it all together.
You were sitting there all moody on his phone when everyone was having fun.
Moody, West Ham 3-1 against Liverpool that day. Do you think 2-0? Sorry, do you think I was moody, Will?
He was just he was just tweeting saying, "Don't you hate it when you're with your friends?" I can't remember what that tweet was that one time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's good.
That's really my haul.
Oh, that was good.
How did my haul go?
No feedback until you end the video.
Okay.
Go on.
Thanks for watching my haul, YouTube guys. Nozomons. My next part of my YouTube is... I don't know, you have the gimme things.
84 chicken nugget challenge.
No, an unboxing. Like a...
Okay, so you give me something.
Sorry, we kept calling that a haul. That wasn't really a haul. That was more of a January favourites, wasn't it? This is the haul.
Okay, this is the real haul.
So, because you've bought 3 products, haven't you?
Sure I have.
Yeah.
It's radio.
And you're now going to tell us about them.
I brought a pink limo full of products.
Can you pass me that pen, please? Yeah, just because I just want to doodle while he does this.
Okay, so I've got these products in my hand. I'm just waiting. Oh, this bag is heavy. I can't quite get into it until... Oh.
Hey, Tom, can you remember that product you bought?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I bought this really nice box of tissues.
And
the reason I like these tissues are they've got aloe vera in, so it's softer my skin.
Oh, right.
So when I blow my nose, I don't get all itchy and red, which I really appreciate because
I don't want to look like a bloody Rudolph. But you can't use them all year round, can you?
What, tissues?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Why?
I don't know.
Why can't
you? Wouldn't have a cold all year round, will you?
No, but I might want to blow my nose and get rid of the.
What if you've got nothing up your nose to blow? Can you? Is there multi uses for tissue?
Yeah, if you're perspirating, you can wipe your brow.
After
you have a wank. That was you trying to get at?
All right. Well, what about the second product in your bag?
No, the other one is
E45 cream.
Oh,
and the thing
yeah.
about
God,
that is,
fucking it.
If you have flaky skin, like, or a friend comes around you, and they're really flaky, and you don't want to have a, you know, a snowstorm coming on your lounge,
yeah,
then you just rub it into his stupid face,
or just don't invite Will.
His stupid lanky face.
Keep going.
And also, the other good thing is, if you got like laminated flooring and you want to do some bobsleighing, you can always just put it on there and just slide in your belly.
Oh, and then last in your box, you have...
The last thing in my box, let me just pick it out.
Oh, it's making a weird noise.
It is. For a bloody one of these guys, a Kit Kat Chunky.
Oh, why do you want a Kit Kat?
I just like the layers of the Kit Kat Chunky, and also the cup of tea by either end of it. You can use it as a straw, a chocolate straw.
No, you cannot.
In the middle. Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that real?
Yeah.
You bite either end off, use it as a straw, and it gets all melty in the middle, and you eat it, and it's just like a marvellous pit of... chocolate.
It's like someone's anus.
I've literally just been mind fucked.
There you go, mate.
That is good. So hang just on, wait,
pop,
wait.
Pop your mind, Jerry, did I, you little slag? You alright? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright.
I'm having a smoke now, I've done it.
You go from hello guys to off. Oh, fuck that.
Well, you haven't said goodbye. You haven't said like, come
no,
and subscribe.
No, no, I'm still talking about the chocolate straw.
Oh, right.
Is it a big, can you do it with a chunky, or has it got to be a mini one?
I think it would work. It's the same thing, because it's the layers and the holes in the layers. You can just suck up.
You have to suck quite hard, though.
No, it works fine. Like, it's easier with the singular, smaller chocolate Kit Kat fingers. But the chunky, imagine it would just be a.
Have you done this?
Have you? No.
Thank you. Checking out to work with a chocolate finger?
No, because
I think that it would wilt under the pressure.
Not perforated enough.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Kit Kat Chunky with no biscuit and pure chocolate through the whole middle of it?
That's you know,
that's
it's going to be
myth.
A good. No, it's happened.
Oh, that's happened.
You know, it's going to be a good day when that's happened.
Yeah. Or a four finger, and all the four fingers are
full of chocolate.
Yeah, but I always find if you get a four finger, two of them are like half full of chocolate, and then the rest wafer.
I don't know.
Yeah. So let's have some. Yeah, there we go. So, do you want to do an outro to your wonderful Nozomons, Thomas?
Well, thanks, guys. Well, go on.
Go on, make sure you introduce some playlists that you've got on there. Like, comment, subscribe, what else Jack's in into
okay,
the...
Okay, and yeah. I need to sign up like as well. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming onto my channel, guys. Really appreciate it. I've been Nozza. You've been the Nozomons and Nozettes, or whatever we decided earlier on. You've seen my haul. You've heard my January faves. I hope you like them too. Maybe try the Kit Kat thingy. If you like Kit Kats, give me a like. And also, guys, don't forget to subscribe for more content like this, because you know what? There's going to be more Kit Kats.
And have you got a book?
Have I got a book? I've got a book coming out soon, and it's literally just me drawing pictures of things like giraffes, but with sunglasses on, because they're closer to the sun, so they need it more.
What's the book called?
The book's just called My Doodly Noodles. I had nothing. So thanks, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, and... stay looking the way you are. Bye.
Good, solid.
I'd subscribe twice. I'd subscribe, unsubscribe, and then subscribe again.
And I'd appreciate it. No, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, let's have a song, can we?
Tom, one of yours, bit of Boxcar Racer, boy.
Boxcar Racer, I feel so.
Nice.
Could feel no pain. Wish I was young. Wish I was shy. I wish I was honest. Wish I was you, not I. 'Cause I feel so mad. I feel so angry. Feel so callous. So lost. wish I was smart. I wish I made cures for how people are. I wish I had power. I wish I could lead. I wish I could change the world for you and me.
My brand new show starts on Tuesday, 1 till 4. I'll be bringing you the hottest new music around. Plus, we're going to be chatting to the artist, hearing live performances and reviewing, well, just about anything. So don't forget to listen. See you next Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Harriet Rose.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Now it's time for one of my favourite bits of our show, guys. It is this.
What will I want?
Jeez.
Oh, when I'm asking you things
and you're telling me
what will I want.
Enjoy that every single time. Never gets old.
It doesn't get old. Never like Benjamin Button, because he gets younger and younger and younger till one day
the
he
Benjamin
perishes.
Button of jingles.
He turns into a little tiny baby.
Benjamin Jingle.
Bendamin. Bendam.
Bendamin Jingle.
Bend him and jingle him. Ooh. Anyway, so,
this week I'm deserted on a desert island.
Yeah, we know.
I'm going to need some things to keep, or people to keep me company.
Faux show.
Yes, not indeed. Wilson, the football from Castaway. We all remember that film.
Unless
come
we've
back,
written
Wilson!
It down. Unless we've written it down.
Wow, that's a good timing.
Yeah, which I haven't. So.
Oh, right.
He's big time now. He doesn't need this kind of shit.
Wilson's doing loads of stuff.
What else is he? What's Wilson doing now?
It's ridiculous. He got into bowling for a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was good,
Yeah, he's always using his head, that guy.
Start that. Go on then.
Again?
Again?
Man, that's the bed.
Oh,
that's what you call in the radio business, a bed.
Oh, it's comfortable.
So you didn't get any, like, tiki stuff, like...
Oh,
yeah, to play that one then, the real one, the proper one.
Where are we? A little,
We're on a desert island somewhere.
So there won't be no beaver.
Like Lost. We're like a lost island, but without all
the... Can I just say, we're on air now, teaching you how to do your job, Will. Press the right button.
Shut up.
So, Will,
you're listening to the Jack Mate Show, which is finally produced, always on time, and ready to entertain you. Sorry, let's carry on.
Yeah.
So, you've been washed up on this island.
Like Tom Hanks.
Yep.
But as you
but
said...
stinkier, like really stinky.
Like really flaky, stinky, like, honestly, lanky, like, rank.
I think we get to the point. You try and stroke this little pig and it's like... Oh, it just dies because it just vomits too much.
You pick Wilson up and he just deflates.
He's like, oh, fuck this.
His blood finger hair just flops.
He's like, oh, I'll go back in the bargain bin. He just jumps in the sea and just floats away.
Anyway, so we're going to be telling, giving you certain people that you could be knocking about with on this desert island. You have to pick who would be better company for you.
Myself and Tom have both picked a celebrity, a sports person, and a musician. And we want to make your time on the desert the most enjoyable that it can be. Like, you're there until the end of your days, basically.
This is it for me now.
Yeah, there's no sign of help coming.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You can't build a raft.
Why?
Because every time you pick it up, your fingers flake more than the wood. It's just like, oh,
and also, you're worried about sunburn, so if you go out of the shade, you're like, oh, God!
Yeah, yeah. And, like, because you look the way you do, if anyone does come to the island, they're like, oh, no.
They just think it's one of those, yeah. They think it's one of those big tiki heads on the beach. Yeah. They're like, oh, God, it's a big tiki head. And they're just leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding, you look lovely.
Okay, so, Tom, you can go first, mate. What celebrity are you going to allow him to be shipwrecked with?
Well, you know, you're going to be on there to the end of the day, so you want to be entertained. You're not going to have any TV, you're not going to have any books.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're going to want to be entertained.
Yeah.
And also, Will, I know you, and I know you like to laugh.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I thought, a comedian. You know, a comedian would be something that would entertain you on the, you know.
We'll never get old, much like Benjamin Burn.
And I thought of someone, I straight away thought, what comedian would be your kind of humour?
I can't work out if this is going to be a dig.
What do you mean a dig?
Michael McIntyre.
No, what comedian would be right up your street? You know, similar kind of like...
Similar kind of what? Go on, spit it out.
Just, you know, humour and just general wit.
Right, you're wearing like Roy Chubby Brown or something.
No, I'm not going down that route. No.
Oh, right, good.
So I've picked Miranda Hart.
Oh, yeah, that's bang on,
that is. Also, I thought as well, you know...
Little leech.
The kind of... Like, on Tinder, the kind of people you match with and you show that you've been on dates with. Similar kind of ilk. So, why not have Miranda Hart and then make you laugh, and also it can make you a bit smoochy with her if she's keen, because she might not be keen, because I'm not going to... She might not be keen.
She probably wouldn't be keen.
No, she'd probably just find a monkey in a tree.
This takes me back... Remember that show we did when all them...
Don't go
them
breaking my heart. Don't be kissing Miranda Hart.
Jack, can you do any better than that?
Yeah, I've gone for another female. And much like Tom said, I think you're going to be on there a long time. You're going to need not only to laugh, but you're going to need to be able to have a good debate. Do you know what I mean? You sit by the campfire, you're having a big debate, you're talking. Do you love a debate?
Yeah.
So you
a
and...
Math? No.
You're gonna, were you going to say a math?
No,
yeah,
on, no.
You was, wouldn't you? So I've gone for the wonderful... Kind of sexy, Katie Hopkins.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, right? Because you can get go head to head with her. Do you know what I mean? A little 1v1. Yeah. So you're coughing. Good. That's a good cough.
Sick in my mouth.
No, you can have a little debate with her. Plus, she's female. You're stranded on a desert island. If times are hard, sleep with her.
I wouldn't mind.
Really?
Over Miranda Hart.
Oh, that is
Hart Hopkins.
What, are you going to bend her over Miranda Hart?
What was the question?
You're going to sleep with Katie Hopkins over Miranda Hart. Miranda Hart's the bedside... The bed.
Well, I'm really confused.
Yeah, they all are. No, so yeah, go on, make your own little Hopkins family. Who do you want? Hopkins or Hart?
I'm going to go with Hart for this one.
Why? You just said...
No, I said I'd not sleep with her, but sleeping's not everything, chap. Personality comes into a lot more.
Oh, all right, Tinder boy.
All right, so that's 1 point for me.
Yeah, well played.
Have a ding?
Yeah, we have.
Go on then, let's have a ding.
Oh, what do you want?
A ding.
Oh,
worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Worth it.
Okay, so number two.
I love how Will asks, what do you want? Just to give him more time to find the button.
Well, normally, 14 weeks into your presentership, the presenters normally run the desk.
Oh, do they?
That's fine.
Oh, fucking let us in. I love two, my God. You're bringing me back. The next person is a sports person. Jack, do you want to lead this one?
Yeah, now, I'm going to bend the rules only slightly.
Oh, not Beckham, is it?
No. I've gone for someone who has a big tie with sports, but is not really a sports person. I was going to go for Andy Murray, but I've gone for Andy Murray's mum.
Oh, lovely, right? Judy Murray.
Yeah.
Hello, Andy.
June or... is it June? I put June on here.
Judy Murray.
Should have Googled.
Hello, Andy.
Firstly, right,
June,
you get...
the aunt.
You get... Is she an aunt?
No, go on.
You're just confusing me. You get all the cool stories about Andy Murray. They're coughing again, so that's another good sign there. I don't know how that's positive, but you get all the cool stories from Andy Murray for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And then, after, she'll... You could... She's a woman, so you could fuck her as well if you wanted to.
Fucking
if
hell.
She wants
shallow,
it.
This
if she wants it.
Shallow.
You're not going to rape her.
What? Thanks for clearing that up. We were all thinking.
I'm telling you right now, you are not, all right?
Right.
That's Andy Murray's mum. She deserves some respect.
Right, brilliant. Tom, yours? Can you save us?
Well,
please do save
me. Yeah, I will. I thought, what you need in this island, because you're a bit of a delta male, you need an alpha male. You need someone who's going to lead the pack, who's going to go out there, go hunting, get everyone together, and also that's someone maybe who is a bit philosophical, and something to just, who's full of knowledge. I couldn't see in my notes. Someone who's full of knowledge, philosophical, alpha male, go hunting, all that stuff. I thought Joey Barton. Who better than Joey Barton to go get you, get everyone up, let's go get some food.
Yeah.
But then imagine if he started to do that horrific French accent.
Yeah. He did that once. Why would he do it again?
Yeah, I don't know what he would do.
No, because you're going to be on there a long time. He's going to think, I might switch it up. Just think of Judy. But imagine June.
Well, we all know Judy's going to win, but
because it makes it more little. And then you'll pick Jax at the end.
Yeah.
That's the way the witch works.
You reading my script? What are you doing, are you, little nutter?
Is that a point then?
Yeah, one to you. What do you want?
One of them. Is that the button?
It's very quiet.
Tom, I know which button it is now, so...
Oh.
Jack's sexy.
Ooh.
Jack's really fit.
Ooh.
Jack's the best. Jack's smelly. No, don't press it for that one.
Does Jack's new hair suit him? That is a shame. The buttons don't lie, mate, anyway.
The buttons... They
don't.
While we're back on the island...
What? Is it that one?
No, that's...
Yeah, oh, okay.
Stop fucking pressing the buttons. If you want to press the buttons, I'll teach you.
Every single response Will has ever received on Tinder. No, yeah, right. So next we're going to go for a musician that you should be stranded with on a desert island.
No, I'm doing really well on Tinder.
I don't care. So, after you, Tom.
Yes, well, I know you're very into indie music, William.
Yes, I am,
you're a big
Tom.
Fan of indie. You dress indie, you go to indie gigs.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
You agree, yeah?
Just taking a look at myself.
And then whenever you choose a band on here, it always tends to be an indie artist.
Yeah, that is fair. I was going to deny that and say I'm very diverse, but unfortunately...
And you also want to be in a band, so I thought maybe get someone in who's just musical experience.
Nice, Tom.
Similar ilk.
Yeah.
And also, an indie Cindy. So I've gone for...
Remember that song by Hadouken? That girl was indie Cindy, yellow hat.
Lego haircut.
That's it.
Fuck with that dress.
So maybe while something on the island, you could even write a concept album together, I was thinking.
Go on.
Whoa.
Jeez!
I've gone for none other than Chico.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah.
Great
show. Every morning would be Chico time, every evening would be Chico time, constantly Chico time.
You would be living in Chico time zones.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder why Tom debates why he doesn't win these quizzes when he comes out with answers like that.
That's a good answer. If he doesn't win this, I'm going to be pissed off.
Calm down!
Yeah.
You could ride on his back and it'd be Chico time
what
travel.
Time do you think, what time do you think Chico is? Like, what is Chico time? I reckon it's plus 24 GMT.
I think it's 7 p.m.
I think it's 23:49.
All good jokes, but we'll...
you started that shit joke trail.
And we just followed you down.
You were the map to shit joke.
Right, well... I don't know what that means.
Say!
I'm going to twist the rules a little bit. I'm not going for one musician, I'm going to go for two.
Is it the fucking twins?
No, it's John and Edward, Jedward.
So it is...
Jedward,
yeah.
Because I think you're bound to go insane on the island, like DiCaprio in Shutter Island.
Yeah.
And I think with them two there, you'll go insane, you'll get to their level, and you'll stop finding them annoying, and you'll be like the third Jedward, to be honest. You've already got the hair, you're lanky and a bit annoying. So imagine that, you've got Will, John, and you just shouting lyrics to like Take On Me or some shit to some coconuts. Line them up, couldn't you? Hundreds of coconuts on the beach, doing your own little gig.
That'd be a good gig.
Yeah, doing loads of gig.
Eh?
Yeah, loads of little... Jedwazia, I'd call it.
Weak.
Well, if that's that or Chico, it's a fucking pick. Oh, don't... No,
every week, it gets tenser.
No one gives a shit.
Is that aircon on? Because I'm sweating.
No one gives a
shit. My heart is beating fast.
Yeah.
Who's going to win this week?
Probably me.
Jack, you started with... Who was your musician?
Jedward, just now.
Are we started.
Your celebrity?
With,
mine was Hopkins.
And your sports person?
Andy Murray's mum.
Judy Murray.
Judy Murray.
Judy Murray?
Judy Murray.
Tom. Celebrity?
Miranda Hart.
Sports person?
Joey Barton.
Specialist subject?
Joey Barton.
I love him. This week's winner.
Yeah.
It's
going to mix it up.
Don't do that because you're just being self-deprecating.
No, go on. Who's the winner?
Oh,
go on, he's a winner.
I don't know now.
Everyone. I'm gonna say,
look at Tom doing a little cower in the corner.
Tom's getting ready to celebrate.
This week's winner is Jack Murray.
You alright, mucker?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Hard day at the office today.
Oh, it always is, mate, it always is.
It's only going to get harder. We've got Adam here.
Oh, we've got to get the answers out of him this week.
For you listeners at home, we've got a hardened criminal in now. Or not. We'll find out if he's guilty in the next 10 minutes, won't we?
Well, we've got a few questions we have to ask him when he has to answer them.
We've got assistant producer Adam, who also has his own show on... Well, he co-hosts a show on FUBAR, doesn't he? It's called Spoiler Alert.
Spoiler Alert.
Yeah, see, now, alarm bells already, it's got the word alert in the title, so...
And what's he spoiling? That's what I want.
Exactly. I like, oh, we're London cops, but we've got LA Noir music. Goes well. So...
I'm just going to move to the other side of the studio, because I can't actually get that close.
Adam, are you laughing?
No, yeah, I'm not.
You better fucking not be laughing.
Oh, you're not comfortable, mate?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I actually really need to go to the toilet, and I was going to run just during that song, but... You dragged me in here.
Yeah. In the slammer. I hope this doesn't take long, because I want to go off for a Judy Murray after this.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. I want some Britney Spears if you... Spears. That's how the Cockney and Ryan saying works.
Why don't we start the questioning?
Alright, well, we've got some questions for you, Adam. First off, I'm going to ask you this.
He might be a bit nice, but these, my questions are not nice.
Some might say good cop, bad cop. Okay, so I'm going to start off with...
Well, can I just explain?
Yeah, of course you can.
Adam, you've got to answer these pretty fucking quick.
Oh, so this is like a quick fire. This is a quick fire round.
We're talking very slowly indeed currently, but
it's going to get quicker.
It sure bloody is.
Because we've just popped a couple of fast waking up caffeine tablets. What are they called?
Pro Plus, is it?
Pro Plus.
I think it's Pro Plus, Gav.
Yeah. So you lose a point if you answer too slow, if you hesitate.
If you laugh, you lose a point.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And if you're not truthful in any way.
Three strikes, you're out, because we're still like the Americans, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, why don't we do four and you're out, just to be different than them?
Nah.
Two.
Nah.
Go on then, start the question in, Nozza.
So my first question is, are you Team Kanye or Khalifa?
Khalifa.
Name me one actor or actress you like to punch in the face.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh. Do you like the smell of petrol?
No.
Have you ever touched a vagina?
No.
Oh.
What murder weapon did Colonel Mustard use, and in what room?
The lead pipe in the library.
Stephen Avery, did he do it?
No.
What cologne do you wear?
Pardon?
What cologne do you wear?
Listen!
Joke one. Joke.
Ashton Kutcher or Justin Timberlake?
Kutcher.
What star sign are you, please?
Taurus.
If I were to slam you on death row right now, what's your last meal going to be?
Oh, steak and eggs.
Oh. Oh.
What's your favourite John Candy film?
I'm going to have to say Spaceballs.
Yeah. Which Marvel character would you most like to get on your show?
Spider-Man.
Well, you didn't have an Eddie!
What's the most famous person you've ever met?
Jay Baruchel.
Is orange really the new black?
No.
Exactly.
Do you find scary movies scary? I'll say it again. Do you find scary movies scary?
Really scary. How scary?
Very scary.
Name me three Premier League footballers.
Jeff, Lloyd and Greg.
All wrong!
Have you ever watched the Smurf movie? If yes, why? Strike two.
Is that a strike for him?
That's two. He's on two.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you're counting. Predict your cause of death.
Bus.
Yeah.
What Friends character would you be?
Chandler.
Gunther? Kidding.
What's your Tesco meal deal choice? What are you getting in your sandwich?
I normally just get like a salad or a ham sandwich.
Do you prefer spring or autumn?
Autumn.
Would you rather smoke 20 a day for the rest of your life or take heroin just once?
Oh, 20 a day for the rest of my life.
Ooh. Would you like a can of fizzy pop, sir?
Yes, please.
How fucking ugly is Tom?
Very.
How fucking ugly is Will?
Very.
He's innocent. He's off. He's innocent.
He is, eh?
Yeah.
What, he's telling you got a mouthful of mashed potato?
I've been hanging around with that Hagrid.
Is that the end of that? Is
yeah.
Okay, all right. Well.
I think he's innocent.
Do you?
Well,
why? I've probably lost my voice and I don't know what I'm doing. Well done, Adam. We'll let you out.
Thank you.
There we go. The bad cop turned good.
Keep your nose clean. All right, son?
There you go. Thanks.
You cheeky.
It was Stephen Avery, after all.
Who'd have thought it got?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, one coming.
So there we go. That was...
To be fair, he did laugh more than we get in strikes. I think we're getting there. The game's evolving.
I think we need an independent
adjudicator
for this. Yeah.
Can we get
him back? Like, is there any way we can just nick him?
Yeah.
Can we do it again?
Do what you want with him.
Should we do it again with random questions?
Yeah, we do off air. Don't really want to do that on air. That was Good Cop, Bad Cop.
It sure was.
Yeah, join us next week when we'll be doing that with Aaron Craskell.
Yep. Key and Toomey.
Shit, that's next week. Isn't it?
Key and Toomey.
And Schaefer Bates.
And Schaefer Bates. That's a good lineup.
Well, we have to get this practice right up, don't we?
Yeah. We need to nail this section down.
Adam, can you just come back in for us, please?
You stay there, mate.
Yeah, you're a free man, mate. You're a free man.
You've done you. Should we have a little?
Can we get his nephew Brendan in? Because I want to question him.
He definitely did it. And if he didn't, he did it anyway.
Yeah, true. Let's go to a little song then, please, William.
Do you want
a
sweet song?
Anything that you've got on there.
Bad Kids by the Black Lips.
Oh,
that's a good choice.
Yeah, it'd be good if you put it on right now, though. Right now.
Bad kids, Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
On the line right now, we have Mr. Pharaoh Monch.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
You've done one of the few cover versions that exist in hip hop. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
When I got that beat, I started singing some of Chuck's lyrics, and I was like, "Yo, this actually is a good fit, you know, for the energy." And so I thought it would be. Then I sent it to Chuck, and I asked him, "Could I cover the song?" And he was like, "Hell yeah, of course, man! It was crazy." So
every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So what you heard before the song was Good Cop, Bad Cop. And coming up in the next 50... Well, coming up now, we're going to have a little chat, a little sit down and a chat with a cup of tea. To be fair, we've never had a cup of tea on this show, but I think we could fucking do with one. What do you reckon, Will?
I don't drink tea.
Hot chocolate?
Coffee.
What kind of coffee?
Well, here we only have the UHT, so I actually have 4 milks and 3 sugars.
What?
Yeah,
that's honestly, not a coffee, that's a bucket full of ingredients.
No, honestly, the UHT here is ranked. Don't the UHT here disgust them?
Is it ranked?
He's nodding. He's agreeing.
Ranked. Yeah, I just feel like we could, because this is the part of the show where we sit down and we discuss a whole array of topics over a lovely little bed. So put me to sleep, Will, please. Oh, there we go. The LA Noir again. Now, this week we're going to be talking about Kanye West, because he's been in the news again, hasn't he, Will?
What's he been doing, the naughty little boy?
Been a bit naughty.
Oh.
Been annoying Wizzle.
Oh?
Wizzle?
Is that what you call him?
Wizzle kicked. Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
He's been annoying him.
Wiz Khalifa.
Here's a quick question for you. Which one of the two have more money?
Well, I'd go Kanye West. And you'll tell me I'm wrong.
It is actually probably Kanye West if you Google that. I don't know. I just improvised a question. In 15 minutes, we've got Jim Campbell coming up from the Football Ramble. Looking forward to that. I'm going to ask him how he started in comedy.
You did a bit of stand-up, didn't you, once?
I did once.
On that TV show you were on once?
Yeah, twice. I did stand-up twice. I was on the TV show once. We won't talk about it.
What? No, I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it with Jim.
No.
Yeah, let's bring it up when Jim's here, one of his idols.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, That'd be great.
That'd be right up your street.
So talking about these little argument Kanye and Khalifa had.
Yeah.
Which is all over an awkward... he thought that KK stood for Kim Kardashian.
Did you know about this, Will?
I've heard bits.
I know very little about it.
Okay.
I hope you're not relying on me to be carrying this.
It's funny because you put it on the running order, so...
At least this isn't live!
But the reason that we've done this was, because very clever, it's because Jack obviously has prepared this, because it's all about him. Because on here, on the list, there's Jack arguments with celebrities online.
I'm just going to talk about Twitter spats. or Twitter spats. Whatever you want, it's FUBAR. I've had a few arguments with celebrities online, and I'm willing to share my stories with
you. Has a celebrity ever said that she put her thumb up your bum?
You're referring to Amber Rose saying that Kanye West.
Well,
so what if Kanye likes that?
He's earned the question. You didn't answer the question.
He's earned it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, someone has actually.
Well, they have done it.
No, they haven't done it, but they've asked me to do it.
What? So I asked you if you want a thumb up your bum.
Yeah, Rita Ora.
Allegedly.
I thought that was going to a real story.
We all know that, didn't we? No. Just look at him.
No, she didn't answer
just
that.
Just look at him.
Coming from you, you greasy...
Come on. You can give it out, but you can't take it.
So any of those you're intrigued in hearing about?
Yeah,
I want to hear about the Alfie Days one.
Oh, Alfie Days, yeah.
Okay, so do you know how YouTubers like to pretend they like certain things?
Because not all of us do.
All of us. Oh dear.
I did that on purpose.
You've not made one video yet.
I've nearly have. It's really close.
Okay, well, I look forward to it.
Thanks.
You know how YouTubers will be like, oh, I love One Direction, just so like all the little kids are like, so do I, I'm going to follow you and buy your merch. Like that.
Let your mate do that.
Stevie White. He genuinely loves them.
And to be fair, you always post about them.
I actually like him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind him now.
I don't always post about him either.
Quite regularly.
No, I do. Will?
I don't want to get in.
I hope your YouTube channel flops.
Hey, he's looking at me now because he's treading on eggshells. He doesn't want to upset you, but you do post about him a lot.
No, I do not.
Between the topless photos,
it's 1D and topless photo, 1D, topless photo, 1D, topless photo. Carry on.
Topless photo, 1D.
You boys are bullying the F out of me today.
Oh, God. My.
No, you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
I'm 1 minute away from walking out that door.
Yeah, good.
That's a long walk.
Alright, anyway, so Alfie Dates, he didn't like it when you said this stuff.
I didn't tag him in it, I didn't mention him, I just said, I don't like it when YouTubers pretend to like bands such as One Direction just to ride their fan base.
Okay.
And then before I knew it, 2 minutes later, so I was out that door, double, and I got a Skype call from Alfie Dates.
No, honestly,
yeah.
I've never heard this story.
I'm pretty sure I told you. And I'm
Let me get
sure
a stool.
I definitely did tell you, and you definitely did say that same reaction. And I heard this story last time I told you. But
I haven't heard the story.
He called me up on Skype.
You haven't told us on it.
And I was like, all right? And he went, is your tweet actually about me? Because I actually do like One Direction. And I went, yeah.
You went, who's this?
I went, oh, Alfie, I'm a big fan.
No. How are you getting spit through the screen? It doesn't make any sense.
We're in the splash zone, Alfie. Let me just go back a few rows.
He went, it's not me, it's my mud skipper. No, he didn't. So, I was chatting to him. I was like, I didn't even mention you in the tweet, Alfie. So the fact that you're calling me up and saying this is almost like you're admitting that it's obviously about you. And then the story gets deeper.
Ooh.
Casper Lee got involved.
Casper Lee?
This is when they lived together. And he was like, Jack Mate?
How's it, Jack?
He used to call me Jack Matey. He pronounced the E for some reason. Jack Matey?
Isn't Matey a thing you used to have in the bath when you're younger?
Oh, yeah, it is. The bubble bath.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a pirate.
Yeah, or a witch. That music stopped at the perfect point. Carry on.
So he was like, he does actually like One Direction. Alfie does actually. And I'm like, why?
Where's he from?
South Africa.
Oh,
South
okay.
Africa. He does actually like One Direction.
I do good South Africa.
Go on then.
How's it, Jack? Would you say Jack Matey? Jack Matey?
He does actually like One Direction.
So I'm your go.
No, I'm not joining in this. Carry on.
But you'll do the London accent. It's just discrimination in a way, isn't it?
In a way.
Do the fucking accent.
Jack Matey?
Probably better. Probably best you don't.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so then I was like, why am I having an argument with adults on Skype about who likes One Direction? And then our relationship blossomed from there.
What did Casper...
How long ago was this?
About 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
1 year ago.
Boom.
Yesterday.
It's happening now.
I am Casper Lee. So it doesn't really work.
So we heard about the Ellie Goulding one not too long ago. What's the other one on this little list?
The other one is actually an argument that I had with another presenter on this station years before our paths crossed on this station. He actually does a show just before ours. It's Mr. Michael Payne.
No way.
Honestly.
Shut the studio doors. And then the gallery one, because I'm not ready for this.
No,
tell
yeah
us.
I tweeted him and was like, I can't remember. Hi, Michael.
Good start.
Yeah, great start. Where can I illegally download your new album?
Oh, Jack.
And then, yeah, I don't know why. I was a kid. And then he said, hi, mate. Yeah, I think he said something like, yeah, www.gofuckyourself.com/cunt.
I like the forward slash.
Yeah.
Solid reply.
And then I put, I'm only joking.
Strong backhand from Payne.
I put, I'm only joking, Michael. I don't even want your album. And then he went, why have you got Queen Elizabeth II tattooed on your arm? Because she looks like the stamp. Now you've seen it, you can't unsee it. You can't see it. I got a t-shirt.
I can't.
On.
Yeah. You don't wear the vest.
Yeah. So then we started having a little bit, and then I interviewed him for my YouTube channel. And now we're the best of buds.
So he thought you were a cunt.
Is that why he never goes for a drink with us after the show?
Probably. Yeah.
He's out of the door. Yeah. And straight onto North Road.
He goes to Chili's, has 3 pints. Oh, fuck, the show's finished. Get out of here. I'm gone.
That's why Hugh's always left there. But oh, just talking about stuff.
What was the Ellie Goulding one again? Too.
You and Ellie Goulding fell out, didn't you?
Yeah, she threatened to beat me up not so long ago, a couple of months ago. I tweeted a video of her on X Factor when she was being all rolled, man. What? Don't mess with that truth. And I just said she's ridiculously bad. I don't understand how she's getting all this acclaim. And then she went, oh, hello. And I went,
what'd she do?
She didn't say hello.
Hey, hello.
No, she went, oh, I could probably fight you and win. I was like,
that's a weird thing to reply, isn't it?
I went, don't make a song and dance about it, Ellie, because that'll probably be shit as well.
Fucking you, mug! You melt!
Did you ever think that might actually hurt her feelings, though?
Probably. Nah.
And as well, when you said that Dougie was too good for her, and they were actually going through quite a rocky time as well.
Were they?
Mm.
They're split up now, aren't they?
No, they're back together.
She was like, what's the point here?
If Jackmate said that.
Because it's last time. Yeah.
What's the point near?
Anyway, maybe you should be a bit more considerate when you're sending out a video.
Yeah, I should. I should really.
Maybe you should stop being ranting and say just things you like.
Yeah, okay.
Like
so
a happy rant. Let's do a happy rant now.
Oh my god, yeah, let's
I
do
will
it.
Say all right words. I'll say a word, and you have to rant happily about it.
Go on, Anne.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
We're back.
Hi, welcome guys.
I'm doing a collab today on the Nozomon channel.
Welcome to my channel, Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you, pal.
In 2080.
Oh,
sorry, 1280p. 2080. Futuristic.
Go on. So today we're going to do happy rants.
We're going to be talking about stuff that we love. And if you love stuff too, why not hit that thumbs up button and share the love?
Give us a like!
Remember to subscribe. We're going to be doing new videos every single day.
Every hour.
Love, love, love.
We don't sleep.
What's the first word?
The first word is ants.
I love ants because they're like badgers but very tiny. They're like, imagine if badgers were in the distance but there was lots of them. That's why I love them. Next
one.
Oh my
god, this is alphabetical by the way, so we're going for B.
Oh, it's
going
to be a long show.
Yes, it bloody well is. And we're going to go for bazookas.
I love bazookas because sometimes you can
if a badger's far away, you can kill it.
Don't save me from my own
okay,
word.
Bazookas.
No, C. What's C?
C. We're going to go for celery.
Celery. You actually lose more calories eating celery than there is in celery. Oh. So it's like the gym.
It's like the gym for your mouth.
Mouth gym.
A gob gym.
What's D?
D.
What is D?
D is the dean of a school. I had nothing.
Let's go to a song.
Okay.
What song would you like?
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll play any song you have, Will.
Please subscribe.
Come back next week.
Okay. When do you want to come back?
Next week.
Thank you. Yeah.
Little bit of not Blink 180, not Blink 181, but
Blink 182.
Thank you, Tom.
No problem.
Thought you were going to leave me hanging there.
I would never do that unless you were hanging for some crimes you committed in the past.
Jeez, I would get in trouble for letting you down.
This got dark.
Goodbye.
Not as bad as a South African accent.
No, go on, let's go.
Anyway,
on.
Moving on.
So now we've got a lovely little chat. He should be Skyping us in any moment now with Jim Campbell from the Football Ramble. Jim, are you there?
I am. How you doing, mate?
I am doing just perfectly. I'm here with my friends Tom and Will.
Hey, Hi, Jim, Tom and Will.
Hello, Jim.
He didn't say hello to you, Tom. He said
Tom.
Oh, did he? How you doing, Jim? You good?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Not bad at all. I've been enjoying your desert island chat.
Oh, thank you, mate. We've got a few questions coming up for you later. Trust me.
Excellent.
What have you been up to today?
Today I went for a driving lesson, even though I'm 33 years old, which is embarrassing.
I had one yesterday.
But no one died. So,
nice. But the thing is, have you taken your test and failed and you continue to do lessons, or have you not taken a test yet?
No, my test is coming up. I'm really rubbish at it, but I'm just sort of making myself do the test. I'm sort of assuming I'm going to fail that first test. Oh. And like I say, as long as no one dies, it's fine. I'll learn from my mistakes.
I would say you're going to be fine. You probably might be fine. I failed four times.
Yeah, I failed four times as well. Killing someone is a major, by the way. If you do kill someone on a test, yeah, it's definitely a major.
Unless it's saying that. And also, people keep saying there's a population problem. So which is it? I don't know.
Yeah, someone's telling porkies, aren't they? So, Jim, my sources have led me to believe that you're a comedian.
Yeah, you said that as if you were making air quotes around comedian.
No, not quite. So tell me, it's a cliche question, but we all want to know, how the bloody hell did you get into that?
It actually started in quite a strange way, because I'd always wanted to do comedy, and I was doing a creative writing course at university back when you didn't have to pay £1 million a term. And basically, everything I wrote was sort of comedy based. So a friend of mine was putting on this gig, and she just booked me to do 5 minutes of stand up on it. And Scroobius Pip and Kate Nash were also on the bill, like before they got anywhere. It's really, really odd. And it's at a place in Kilburn in London called The Good Ship, which is there's a show there every Monday night at The Good Ship, and it's a brilliant gig. But it works because it's just comedy. They shut the pub for everything other than the comedy club because the stage is in this pit. But at this gig, it was just like a normal night. So you're in this pit and there's a pub going on around you that has no idea that you're there. So it was terrible. I died on my arse. I dropped the microphone. It was absolutely awful. Yeah, but I got enough laughs that I wanted to work out how to do it properly.
Nice.
So, nice.
So did you not incorporate the mic drop into the routine at all?
It was too late by then. I've gone way off stage. Didn't need the mic. All motor functions can cease now.
The stage name Butterfingers. You're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, that was more of a heckle.
Am I just getting this totally wrong, or was Kate Nash doing comedy?
No, Kate Nash was doing music.
You said that everyone on the bill was doing comedy.
Nobody else on the bill was doing comedy, which obviously makes me hard as well.
Here's
a guy who's never done comedy before doing stand-up. It was ill-advised from a booker's point of view.
I can understand why. You've
got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Can you remember any of the jokes on the first gig that went down particularly well, which got the laughs, or was that too much of an ask?
I did have a gag that I actually used for a couple of years, which I was happy about, that at least one gag remained. It was something about it was about an honest Nike advert and how that would feature a lady working in a sweatshop and then saying, oh, I can't possibly go on, blah blah blah, and then her line manager would pick up the trainer that she was sewing, slap her with it and go, just do it.
Oh god,
I was quite happy with that in terms of, you know, I wouldn't use it now, but in terms of staying in there for a while, that was alright.
I quite like it. We might use that one next week.
We'll put that on TV.
We'll do that.
It's recognisably a joke, and that did me. That was enough.
Nice. What's the best city to perform in? Is it London?
London is brilliant.
Yeah.
It depends what you mean by best. I would say I'm kind of biased because I live here, but Brighton might be the best because audiences are just nice.
Right.
People are happy here.
Yeah.
So they're happy to go and see comedy, and they'll sort of engage in it, and they'll be a little bit less sort of like, go on then, impress me, than London audiences can be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because Brighton's the only place that's like that, it's a bit of a problem. So you might try and like do some new material and all of it works and you think
it's good, and then
hang on.
Yeah.
Take it elsewhere and it just doesn't work. So I think London is probably the best in that the audiences are kind of the harshest critics, so you've really got to up your game. So if you gig a lot in London, you tend to just get better from that.
Right. Okay.
Right. And Manchester's really good as well.
Have you played Norwich?
Actually, Norwich is really nice as well. I think people are happy there, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm from Norwich. I'm not a Norwich fan. But I hear that a lot of comedians, I don't know, this just could be a myth, but I hear that a lot of comedians start their tour at Norwich, which seems to be true when I look at the posters, because people in Norwich are the most easily sort of, I don't know what the word is. What
they
word
bring all their family because they're all related.
Oh, shut up, Will. No, oh, they're the most pleased. Easily pleased. Yeah.
I can see that. Actually, you know what? When you go to... I know Norwich isn't remote, but it has the sort of... It's a big place that has the feel of a small place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're bang on, yeah.
Norwich is the kind of place that you get in ITV dramas where just everyone murders everyone else. Just every fucking week. Like, someone's killed someone and the butcher's going to solve the crime. That's, it's that sort of place.
That's
and
very
so,
true.
In those sort of places, when something comes to town, any sort of entertainment, they yeah. tend to go mental for it. So maybe that's what happens in Norwich. I don't know. There's quite a good sort of art scene in Norwich as well, because the university there is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, so. It's good. And like last year, we had Radio 1's big weekend, and everyone was just... it went mental. It was only a music festival, and people were acting as if the Queen came and spray-painted her name onto the floor. What are you writing me? Oh, but... Tom's now handed me a note that says hecklers.
No, so, I thought you were talking away. I didn't want to interrupt. I was going to say, have you had any experience with hecklers on the yeah. road?
Yeah, I did Reading Jonglers last weekend, and there was a group of men on a stag.
Oh God!
As just failures. As
yeah. Just dapper laughs there with a whole...
Yeah, absolutely that sort of thing. But except without, like, the sort of roll neck of contrition. They'd learned anything. And, yeah, sort of... heckling's actually pretty rare. It takes quite a lot of balls to step up and you know, pretend you're funnier than a comic that's got pre-prepared material and all that. So yeah. But it doesn't happen that often. But when it does, it's just really annoying. But the thing is, most of the time... you'll get a round of applause from just telling someone to fuck off, because yeah, everyone's yeah. on your side. If they're not on your side, then you've done something badly, badly wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the worst heckle you've ever had?
Worst heckle I've ever had? Actually, there's not a specific one that shouts, that sort of comes to mind, just because it's hard to pick an individual one out at my gig.
You just get too many.
Yeah, so many coming in at any one point. All abuse. It's like Twitter.
I imagine the kind of people that shout the heckles are, like you said, like kind of lads, groups of lads. Would yeah. you ever be slightly deterred from saying something back? Do you think they might be waiting for me outside?
Actually, weirdly, the opposite is true, because in some cases, like, I mean, I've called men who could absolutely panel me, to borrow a Scottish word. I've just called them cunts to their faces in a way I would never do.
Yeah,
like in the real world. And it's while I'm thinking it, like, while I'm doing it, even, like, you sort of go outside your own body and you're looking at these big sort of pig men thinking, I don't even realise what's going on here. This isn't all part of it. I'm calling you a cunt. Yeah. Why are you okay with it? Why do you think it's part of it? It's so weird.
Yeah. Maybe it's just gesturing, isn't it? It's just and he's been like, oh, well, I'm a big man, and then you called him that. He's like, okay, fair play to you, son.
Yeah, maybe it is. But the irritating thing is, a lot of people think that is, well, say a lot of people, it's very much a minority. It's like shit football fans. Hecklers are like shit football fans that ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
They sort of think it's part of it, and they think it's the banter, and they're helping the comic and all that sort of stuff. But it's not. It's just annoying. Shut up.
What are you like when you go to a football game? Will you shout any abuse or not?
I'm an Arsenal fan, so I don't really want to, I don't want to make any noise for anyone. So yeah, I sing a little bit. The thing is, I'm not one of those people that shouts abuse at individual players who have literally no chance of hearing me, thinking it's going to make a difference. So yeah, I'll be vocal, but without being without heckling, I suppose, because that is something you hear at football, isn't it? It's effectively the same thing.
Sure. Yeah.
See, I felt a bit bad when I posted that abusive tweet about Carl Jenkinson. Did you see this, Jim?
No, what did you... Was it about his hat?
No, because basically I didn't tag him in it, because I thought, like, poor guy, he's just going to work at the end of the day. But I do detest him a little bit this season.
And, I love it. A specific thing, but no, just...
Yeah, I tweeted David Gold, and David Gold must not have read the full tweet, because he retweeted it and it made the news, because, like... I basically said, dear David, you're turning this good club into a great club, but please fuck off Jenkinson, he's at a wank. And Gold retweeted it. And then I felt bad, because then I thought, there's actually quite a real chance that Jenk's going to read this now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It'd be absolutely astounding if someone didn't point that out. It's like, you seen what David Gold said? Yeah, he thinks you're a wank, but he's brave enough to say it himself.
And then everyone, like, there was about 300, 400 replies going, David, unretweet this now. You're a joke of a chairman. Unretweet it, unretweet
it. He was just on his yacht.
No, he was not. Oh, that brings us nicely to some ramble chat, if you don't mind, Jim. How did you get involved with the Football Ramble?
Well, I knew Marcus and Luke through university, and I joined after about six episodes. This would have been 2007.
Right.
And the guys used to do we had this absolutely terrible, terrible radio station at our university called Passion FM.
Oh, nice.
We went to Farnborough College of Technology, which has the second longest corridor in Europe in it. And that's the best thing about it. And it's the best shit thing. they did a sports show on Passion FM, and basically they started doing it as a podcast a little while after they left uni. One of the guys worked for the FA, so he felt compromised. He felt like he couldn't really talk about stuff, so he recommended me. And the rest is podcasting history.
Lovely stuff. As you know, we are all big fans indeed. What's the end goal? What's the aim for the ramble? What are you just going to keep plodding along doing it as you're doing it, smashing the charts? And
we just really, really want our own airline. We've kind of come about it at a slightly off kilter angle. The internet, it's endless, isn't it? The opportunities with it. So yeah, I mean, seriously, we didn't really start with a plan, but basically it's just been such a fun adventure. We've got to do so many stupid things through it. Like, we went to the World Cup in South Africa, we went out to Kiev.
Nice.
Marcus and I were the guests on a live version of the former kids TV show Nightmare in the West End last year.
That's so niche and unusual.
I made my West End debut. I've put no work into that. It's one of those things that you probably get the same through your YouTube stuff. Like, these mad opportunities just come, and it's so much fun. So we're just kind of riding it. It's something, you know. We're certainly not kind of saying, oh, we're going to stop after X amount of years. We just want to keep going,
giving the people what they want.
And also, you've probably got a few free mattresses out of it.
Yeah, I did, and it was amazing. Lisa Mattress. That company have plugged way more than they've...
Oh, that's so funny. So funny. I think we're losing them a bit. Are you? Can you...
I'm just not speaking.
Just stop it in mid-sentence. So here's the question we all want to know. We've had a little bit of a theme on today's show, and we want to know, Jim, if you were stuck on a desert island with three people...
Yeah.
You can have a celebrity, a musician, and a sports star. Who would you have? Let's hear first the musician.
The musician. Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe it would be Sting, because he's good at sending out an SOS.
Right?
But you would then have to hang out with Sting, possibly listen to the music of Sting. That's that. So I think what I will go for is Duran Duran frontman Simon Le Bon, because he's like a sailor as well, and though I think he's crashed his boat a couple of times and almost drowned, so he's not a great one.
You're still thinking about this very logically, which I like.
Well, I'm thinking, if you know, if we can build a raft, or if another shipwreck comes along and the ship's all right, then Le Bon can get us home.
Good shout.
He's probably one of those people that's funny without knowing it, so they can just sort of follow him around.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Eubank can't not be funny.
True.
Chris Eubank's doing the washing up. It's fucking hilarious. He doesn't know why, but it just is.
Did you see when he dropped his potato in his lemonade?
No, I didn't, but that sounds exactly the sort of thing.
I'll tweet you a clip of him dropping a potato in his lemonade.
What's that from?
Oh, I've dropped my potato in my lemonade. So good.
Being Chris Eubank. He used to live in Brighton, and he'd drive his big truck around, and he'd like accidentally go the wrong way down one-way streets and drive it down like roads that weren't big enough for it, and there'd be gridlock, and people would be like, oh, what's going on? It's just Eubank again.
That's what Buxton do to you.
He'd run around all the time waving at people, and people would like make the wanker wave back at him, and he would just take that as them waving.
Bless him. Oh dear. So is that your sports star? Is that you're going to have on the island, were you?
Going far away from Eubank, he's mental. From a sports star, I'm going to go with Cristiano Ronaldo, because a lot of people make a lot of money out of Cristiano, so they're going to come looking for him. And also, he bought his agent an island, didn't he?
He did.
He's going to know how to make an island fun, like, it's going to be Ronaldo. I imagine him, you know, just in a white suit, drinking a cocktail out of a pineapple, being a host.
Yeah.
I go with Ronnie.
Oh, that's a great shout. I'm intrigued by this one now. The celebrity.
Celebrity, again, I'm thinking very logically, Bear Grylls.
Oh, just, he's got obvious. He's got obvious.
Live, but the thing is as well, if you've got Le Bon, Ronaldo and Campbell, you got three big personalities there. right? So if Bear Grylls is on there, Bear Grylls is just the leader. You know, you're gonna have to get. There's gonna have to be a leader at some point. Yeah. It always happens on those survival shows. There's infighting. They pick a leader, and it's fine. No one's gonna run against Bear Grylls. No.
That's lovely.
It's like a modern day Lord of the Flies. That sort of lineup.
That is lovely.
Although the worry for me is that of everyone involved, I am definitely getting eaten. I might, Le Bon is a bit older, so maybe I could sort of kill him and make it look like an accident, and we have him first. But yeah, I'm pretty doomed.
Yeah, Ronaldo's safe as houses, isn't he?
Not meat on Ronaldo.
He could probably swim home.
Yeah, he probably could jump home, run home.
Just do it.
Well, that's about all we've got time for, Jim. But thanks so much for calling up, pal.
Pleasure.
We will continue to listen to the Football Ramble on iTunes every. Is it Monday night? Because Pete said Tuesday.
It's late Monday.
Tuesday and Friday. So we'll check that out. Are you gigging anytime soon? We might pop along.
Yeah, I'm gigging all over the place. I'm doing a preview of my new show in Brighton on the 10th of February at the Jukebox Theatre. In terms of London dates, I should have been ready for this, shouldn't I? Look what ones I've got coming up. So let's have a little look in my Google calendar and see when I'm in London next.
Have you played the Pleasance Theatre before?
I have indeed. I actually love the Pleasance Theatre. I'll tell you where I am going to be, actually. I'm going to be... at Chatback Comedy in Camden at the Camden Head on the 12th of February.
All right, nice one. That's a Friday as well.
That is a Friday.
So God.
Lovely stuff. We'll have to pop down. What time do you start?
I'm opening, so I should be on it about 8:15, I reckon.
Oh, lovely. Cool. We'll make a date. We'll pop down.
Cool.
All right, Jim, thanks so much, mate.
No problem. Lovely chatting to you, boys.
You too, mate. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Spaceship. presents Hain and Sylvester Incorporated.
When don't we talk about tactical wanks?
I try and get it in maybe 45 minutes before.
You don't want to be flaccid and leaking. Oh. I know.
Maybe instead of Hain and Sylvester, I'll be flaccid. Welcome to the Flaccid and Leaking Show.
Flaccid and Leaking Incorporated.
Who wants to be who?
I think I'd rather be leaking than flaccid.
Someone's going to come in and wipe that stall afterwards.
I'm not leaking.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were leaking.
I'm not leaking. Only thing I'm leaking is information and pleasant family vibes. This is a family show, after all.
Family show.
Hain and Sylvester Incorporated. Fun for all the family.
Every Wednesday.
Hain and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, 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 my little listeners. It's now time for my little listeners. Oh, God, I have dug myself an early
grave. Our little listeners.
Thank you, John.
I thought you were going somewhere else. Yeah. I was very surprised. Yeah, well, I'm happy.
Yeah, so... It's now time for
picking your nose.
Would I lie to you? You do pick your nose a lot, Will.
Yeah, Tom, stop it.
No, Will, you. Maybe that's... No, I'm not going to say it. It's now time for Would I Lie to You. It's a bit like the TV show, except it's exactly like the TV show. We just haven't got the theme music.
But there's no celebrities.
Oh, well, speak for yourself, mate. So we're going to...
Speak for everyone.
We're going to do... I'm going to read 10 facts about myself, and you guys can quiz me on them and get to know more. If you know it to be true, because there's going to be 3 lies within these 10. There's only 3 lies. So if you know one of them to be true, you haven't really got to push it. You know it's true. You want to get the points. You're trying to find the 3 lies in the pack.
But if we think it's a lie, we
you
can
dig
ask
a little
question.
Bit deeper.
Dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. Come
deeper,
on, little guy.
Deeper, dig a little deeper. There we go. So
if
my
I think
first
it's a
one,
lie, I'll tell you for why.
My first one is.
Oh God.
I once got kidnapped.
Strong. Okay.
Okay. So who kidnapped you?
I was in Thetford.
Okay.
Bullshit. And I was in Thetford.
You're in Thetford, right? And there's a bloke coming out of nowhere.
I was out on the piss, and I was coming home at 5 in the morning. Yeah. And this guy pulled up in a car, and he'd done his window down, and went, "All right, Jack." And I was like, "Oh fucking hell!" He went, "Where are you off to?" I went, "My dad's." He went, "I'll take you there." And so I got in the car. No, I got in the car. This is 100% true. I got in the car, and he started driving. I went, "That's right here, mate." And he just turned the music up and kept driving. I was like, "No, that's right here, mate." And he went, "Nah," and kept driving, and in the end I went, "Just let me out here," and he put me out on the street.
Right, next one.
Sounds more like a taxi, just didn't know where I was going.
No, it wasn't a taxi. I got
kind of fake taxi.
I got suspended from school.
You're on a paper.
I got suspended from school for spitting down a well.
Why'd you get a well at your school? What sort of school?
No, we went
it?
On a school trip.
Specify that then.
What kind of dirty school do you? We got a spitting well. Spit down, make a little wish and spit down the well.
They wouldn't tell you to, because then when I'd done it, they banned me. Right. So I once ate over.
Sorry, was that you got suspended for spitting down a well?
Yeah. I once ate over 20 packs of chicken fridge raiders in one day.
Do you like fridge raiders?
They're alright. I just had an abundance of
all
them.
Alright, I don't think you'd eat 20 of them if you thought they were alright.
I had an abundance of them.
Are these the little ones or the big share packs?
The little ones.
The tiny, like the really small ones?
Small ones.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Carry on, next one.
Yeah. I once considered creating a gaming channel with my friends called Me and My Mate, spelt with 2 A's.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Tom?
What do you mean? No, it's nothing. I'm going to question you on the ones I think are false, and other ones I think... Considering you used to have 17 channels.
I can't... I still have. I can't eat brown bread.
Why?
Why?
I don't know, it just brings
makes
my...
Makes me crazy!
It brings my lips out in a rash.
You have itchy lips?
I never said itchy. I just said rashy.
Oh, no, his lips are he's the flaky one! Oh my God, it's not me after all!
No.
Ah.
So
I'll try it.
Sam Sparrow, you remember him?
Yeah.
Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold. Once got my first. He was the reason my first YouTube channel got deleted.
Why?
Because I uploaded Black and Gold before he released it.
How'd you get home?
My dad was driving late one night and he called me up and went, "I've just heard this good song on the radio, see if you can get it." So I was Googling and I found it on some pirate website and I uploaded it to YouTube with a video that just flashed Black and Gold.
Your video just flashed Black and Gold?
It did, okay. Yeah. But everyone was listening to it. It got like 200k plays because everyone wanted to hear the song, didn't they?
And see the amazing video.
I once thought I was going to be a graffiti tagger, and I even had a tag name.
What was it?
New Craze.
Oh, he's going crazy.
C-R-A-Z-E.
You're just going around melt.
It was actually New Craze TM at the end because I was trademarked it.
Yeah, right. Next.
That is so true, isn't it? Yeah. That is so me.
Yeah, I'm not going to question that.
Excuse me, did I ask?
I sat in a bar drinking with a group of ex-Liverpool Champions League winners once.
Oh, we know that's true.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put it down then. There'll be someone here you know, Mug. Yeah.
Well, I didn't do that.
I used to have a retainer that was around the whole of my head, like them ones you see in the movie.
Oh yeah, definitely true that one.
The fact that it's just like the ones you see in the movies.
Okay, I've got three falses already.
Okay, so my last one was I once auditioned for The Chase but got beat 28-2 on the questions in the final stage.
So that's 9 you've done.
Oh, just don't get panicky, just go with it.
Oh, I may.
Nah, that's 10.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up, mate.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so which ones are the lies then, boys?
I know. I'm going with lie with number 2.
Hang on, just before you start, I forgot I'd given him the answer. The first one I've put, I went, well, no, it's got to be bullshit, even though I've given you the three answers. I was saying, well, that can't be true.
So, I don't know if we went over this, but Will has given the lies to Jack, and then vice versa. So, Will was not taking part in this, whereas it's only me guessing.
Oh, sorry.
But I still kidded myself to think that I was participating. Look, number one, bullshit.
So, I'm going for... I'm going for number two.
What was number two?
You got... Oh, for fuck's sake.
I read it in different order.
You bellend.
I'm thinking...
Jack, why don't you tell him the lies?
Yeah. I'm just going to lie, aren't I? So, I went for the head retainer.
That's a lie. Yeah.
Yep, so...
And then, did you think the Sam Sparrow thing was a lie?
No.
The 20 packers of chicken fridge raiders?
No.
You're right. Graffiti tagger?
No.
Audition for The Chase?
No.
Liverpool Champions League?
No.
I once got kidnapped?
No.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I got suspended from school for spitting down a well. What?
But that's a lie.
Go in! Go on! That was true.
Okay.
I got...
That's one.
Yeah.
Another one I thought was a lie.
I can't eat brown bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't eat brown bread.
Is that a lie?
The three lies were the gaming channel.
Okay.
The brown bread.
Yep, tick.
And the retainer.
So I got 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
Yeah, you didn't get all of them, did you?
No.
Oh, you lanky piece of shit.
So well played there, Tom. Well played. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Thank you very much.
Will, should you go? You want to go next,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, let's hear your turn, please. Will
I don't like it when you get vicious.
I'm not getting vicious, darling. Go on, you go. Go on, pop it.
Go on, Will.
Alright.
Let's have some questions, please. Facts.
In year 7...
Yeah,
I was the 800 metres district champion. So that covers the whole of Worcestershire, Droitwich, Bromsgrove.
Right, and you're reading these in order, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? No? You're just going to read them in any order?
Any order.
Okay, right,
just,
go on.
Just jot down the one you think's lies.
So, swimming. Right, go on.
No one's mentioned swimming, mate.
What? Yeah.
You fucking that defender. It's Ken Kratz! He's putting words in my mouth!
800 metres.
It was actually 1,500 metres.
Next one.
I've never had a driving lesson. Never ever.
Right.
And I'm 25 next week.
Next.
I used to be, after I got kicked out of school, a car salesman because it was very good commission and it gave me a job while I was working.
Well, you got kicked out of school?
Yeah.
What did you get kicked out of school?
Brings me on to my next one. I got. I'm joking. What do you mean?
What did you get kicked out of school for?
Because I just didn't do any work.
Oh, so they kicked you out?
Well, and they said I was disrupting in classes, but.
Do you not remember that story about hiding behind the chairs?
Alright, next one.
I lost my virginity at age 17.
17?
17.
Next one.
Rich Money Penny.
Oh,
that's true.
What?
That's true.
40.
Yeah, right.
Next. She was 40.
Go on. When I went on a lad's holiday with my friend when I was 18, the year after I lost my virginity, I ended up in hospital. But being the savvy player that I am, I didn't come away.
Go on,
didn't come away empty-handed. I actually got the nurse's number. It was Greek.
Nurse.
It was Greek numbers.
Greek number. They're in like Roman numerals. I can.
Go on, then, buddy.
I have never smoked a fat one, and when I say fat one, I mean a big fat doobie for all you listeners.
What? So you're saying you never smoked weed?
Or piff.
Or
cheese, stinky cheese.
Right, that's a big fat false. Next one.
Where are we on my list of 10?
You're at piff.
At piff. I've never broken a bone in my body. and there's a lot of bone to go around.
Next.
Fucking hell. Fizzy drinks used to come out of my nose.
They used to come out of every kid's nose.
No, but like, I was at St Andrews once watching Blues play someone, and my uncle bought me a Coke, but I didn't want to drink it. But I was like, oh god, I'm so thirsty, and he didn't buy me water, and I couldn't ask because I was not in the position to ask. And I had this Coke, and I was just sat there, and it was like quite a bit of the match. I was like, and it all just came out of my nose like gusher, like Kimmler gusher.
That is so true. And finally.
No, and next two.
Which we're thinking.
I once played a gig with the 1975.
That's true. You told me that before.
And my dad David bought his fellow named counterpart David Batty a pint once in the Golden Lion, which is a local establishment in Bromsgrove.
Right. So I've gone for the lies. I reckon you never ever sold a car in your life.
Correct.
It's going to be two cars on this first day.
That
would have been even less.
I just noticed I fucked up.
Why?
Because I started writing, I started writing driving, true, car sales, false. And then for a few of them, I've just written will, false, will, true. So I put.
What else?
I literally have fucked it up.
800 so metres.
True.
Correct. Driving lesson.
True.
Virginity.
True.
Correct. Broken a bone.
True.
Correct. I've never smoked. I'm just doing all the real
ones. You have smoked, so.
Just do the false ones.
Used to be, I never was a car salesman.
Yeah.
One night in Kawasaki, I did go to the hospital,
yeah,
but I didn't come out with a lady's number.
I put true for that one, so that's right.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Well played, Tom. That's really given me a confidence boost that I really needed today. My dad, David, once bought David Batty a pint, was in fact.
Oh, I put true for that one, so yeah, I got one.
One.
And fucking hell, you dumb fuck.
Because you're going to send me my lies. You sent me. You sent me your lies, so if I looked at that, I would have got all of yours right, but I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So you need to send me some lies, please, sir.
Yeah, let's just have a little musical interlude.
Right, I'm intrigued.
That's the weather we're having.
Right.
Have you sent it?
So these are Tom's lies.
Have you never smoked weed, ever?
No, I have.
Oh, good boy.
Only once on the face.
Good boy.
Thanks,
as,
Dad.
As if I constantly ban piff. I don't even know what it is.
I had it once and I fell asleep straight away.
I had it in a park once.
Yeah.
Oh,
them pesky muscles.
So this is my random facts and my lies.
Oh, go on then, mate.
I love the show Undercover Bosses.
Bullshit, man! Yeah, you're cracking me up!
You love the show
In secondary school, I did so well at my CATS tests that I went to a gifted and talented seminar later on.
So
seminar.
So gifted, I couldn't even say seminar.
Are you writing what one?
These are for you, Will, do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You piece of
You prick.
Look alive, you mug.
I'm still reeling from your ones. Number one, that's bullshit. Go on.
Okay. I once.
You're reading these in order now?
No, well, you have to just write down what you think is false.
Gifted.
How have we not grasped how to play this fucking game and we're round three? Come on, guys.
Sorry, Tom.
That's alright. When I was a runner, I once was a runner on Skins for a couple episodes and ended up being an extra in Skins as well.
Extra in Extras?
An extra in the TV series
Skins. Okay, carry on.
I played an ugly sister in my school play.
True. Sister? You say ugly sister?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that bit. Carry on.
Was that a joke? Okay. Number four.
He can dish it
number
out.
Four.
Go on, number four.
At school disco, I regularly enter the talent competitions and break dance to Run DMC. It's like that. Huh? It's just the way it is. When I was younger, my favourite colour was pink, but then I heard it was a girl colour, so I had to change it to blue. I once accidentally put a £5 bet on Middlesbrough. I wanted to put it on to 0-0, but I accidentally put an 8-0 and it came in. Which was mental.
Who was that against?
How much did
it
you win?
It was against Peterborough United.
Oh shit!
How much did you win?
I won £360.
You'd win loads more than that!
No.
You'd win absolutely loads more!
Middlesbrough strike force.
Stop! I've got my three! Stop!
Oh. You got your three, okay?
Yeah.
Because, okay?
No, carry on, I'm joking.
Okay. Go on.
So, when I worked on Shooting Stars, I was called a gay sailor by Vic Reeves and a rent boy by Bob Mortimer on separate occasions.
True.
I was once caught masturbating by my father, but instead of saying, you know, instead of saying what you're doing, he said, just carry on, but just can you just turn the laptop down a little bit? You know,
that's rank.
Everyone does it. He was just respecting my space.
How can you turn the volume down?
So what do you think? That's all of them.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Go on.
So where was I lying? Where was I telling
what
the truth?
What ones did you think were the lies?
Middlesbrough.
Yep.
The gifted and sched.
No, that's true.
He was actually gifted at school.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Go on.
And the sister one.
The ugly sister?
No. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, I want the wanking one to be false. Wanking.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Oh, God.
No. My dad didn't see me wanking. Go on, son, go get it. Just turn it fucking down. That didn't happen. I repeat.
Did not happen.
Did not happen.
But,
Jesus. Yeah, the other lie, which you didn't get, was...
It was the wanking the 8-0 and the skins. He went extra in skins, by the way.
Okay, that's
but
right.
I folded that into a nice little...
Yeah, you did. I like the way you crowbarred that in. So let's have a tune then, please, Will.
Let's have Chitty Bang.
I don't think we've got time for a tune, Jack. We might have to get straight into it. It's 10 to...
Yeah, we'll do the play next week. Go on, play a tune.
Oh, that's a good play.
Yeah, I know. That's why we'll hear it next week. Let's have a tune.
Okay.
We got enough time to do the play. Play Chitty Bang.
Chitty Bang.
Chitty Bang.
Darwin Diggs. Theodore Grams. Yeah. Every day ought to be a bad day for you. That's right. To be so strong. Back then we was right, now we so wrong. She was Beyonce, I could've got my hove on. And when she hang up on me, I tell her, hold on, quit that shit. I don't use force, today is a bad day. We've been divorced, what I think about stress, I don't really need it. But this is plagiarism, cause my shorty just cheated. And shorty conceded. She out of her mind, she I wish she had Louis and the clock hit the climb. She at school with no aid, no HIV. Hope you don't get in the club with that fake ID. Why would you hurt somebody that you called your man for? And I hope you get evicted by your landlord, but she be messing with me, and I'm hoping she lose my number indefinitely. So every day ought to be a bad day for you. Yeah. Every day ought to be
previously
a bad. That's right.
I have a video on each other.
I guess you can't remember all the times that I was there. Your emotions on a roller coaster, no fun fair. You were happy on the phone, but hate me when I come there. Zen phone, just cut it down to a drum snare. Yeah, yeah, just like that. I hope you go deaf so you can't hear shit. Yeah, I hope you go blind, cause you look me in my face and you laugh
maybe
when I cry.
Wonder why your apartment is always so empty. Maybe you should wonder that. Well, I hope you get locked out of that apartment. And I have to call Jenny.
Oh!
I hope you get locked out. Cause every day ought to be a bad day for you. Every day ought
to be. My sincerest apologies to Chitty Bang, but we're not going to play the whole song because we really want to do the Foo Boys play.
Previously on Foo Boys.
We need to get out of it, guys. I have a video I need to upload by 7 p.m.
The Chocolate River? It's set.
Oh, and all these toffee apples are rotten.
Umpa dumpa doobity doo. My name is Scotty, but who the F are you?
God! I've even been in a fight!
Pull yourselves together!
Welcome to the playground, chaps! We are gonna have some fun.
Dun, dun.
Jack slowly opened his eyes. His vision was blurry. He was disorientated. All he could see was a low-hanging light swinging from side to side.
Where am I? What the fuck? Why are my hands tied together?
Jack is shuffling to his right and begins to shout out for the boys.
Tom! Scabby Will, are you there?
It's not on the script.
Yes, mate. What happened? Where's Wonka? Oh, we need to get out of here.
Can you untie yourself? Where's Will?
I'm over here!
Open your eyes, man.
They were open. Don't start being a little bitch now, Tom. It's not the time.
But you have little beady eyes, like little pinholes.
Not now, Tom. We need to work together to get out of Wonka's hellhole.
All right, all right. We can. All right. Well, can you come over here and untie me, please?
Of course. My hands are free.
What the fuck? We've been sat here for the last 3 hours.
I thought we were pretending, is all.
Sounds like a 4 hour sentence. Pretending what?
Pretending to, I don't know.
You really are a dumb fucker.
Will gets up from the floor and begins to untie his friends. They look and survey the dark, dingy room. They're locked in a thick steel room with a big steel door. All of a sudden, a voice streaks through a speaker.
Welcome to my playground, boys! And if you want to escape, you must locate the hidden Wonka chocolate bar, which I stuffed up one of your orifices.
The boys turn around to see Will finishing off the last block of Wonka's chocolate bar.
You really are a dumb fuck.
Well, I'm not waiting for you to shit that out.
Here we go, boys. I found an A-vent.
I found a vent. That's not an A-vent, Jack. It looks a lot more like a vent.
Use a space.
The boys finally later. Jack rips down the speaker to unveil a vent. A vent. A vent. The boys climb up and start crawling to safety. All of a sudden, the vent starts to creak and sway. Ah! Ah! The boys finally lay to rest on the cold, hard concrete. It's a room they've never seen or been in before.
I've never seen or been in this room before.
Yeah, I just said that. Thanks for backing me up, Boris.
Steady now. I've dyed my hair now, so that doesn't even work.
Fair fox. The boys dusted themselves down and begin to look around for an exit. All of a sudden, they begin to hear faint cries from the distance. It's a voice they didn't recognise.
I don't recognise that voice.
Yeah, all right, mate, we get the joke. The voice gets louder. Help me! Help me! We are coming. Don't worry.
We are.
The boys find a middle-aged man with a huge white beard, long and unkept.
What's your name?
Charlie Bucket!
My God, the one they speak of? The man who had all the chocolate at his fingertips and just threw it away?
Jesus, kick a man while he's down.
Oh, poor me! Where's me granddad? I'll tell you, we're dead.
Yeah, he actually is, under this bedsheet. Charlie reveals a skeleton, which for the purposes of this audio-based play, looks exactly like Grandpa Joe, because it got this beard and shit somehow. Like, it's really like a rough beard. I know it wouldn't happen, but just imagine there's a beard on the skeleton.
Bum, bum, bum!
You ate your granddad?
Well, you eating shilly beers?
All right, mate, people in glass elevators.
You stop arguing. What's the smell?
Never mind what that is.
It smells like piss.
Oh, my God, the golden sheet.
But why has it got a brown streak on it?
Well, it turns out eating your granddad gives you the shits.
That's rank.
I need to tell you something about Wonka. Will the boys escape Wonka's evil factory? Will Charlie ever complete? And will ever Jack realise that dyeing his hair was a grave error on his part, considering being moany and blonde is his thing? We've got 15 seconds. Jack, what would you like to say?
I'd just like to say I've got no idea what that play was, but thanks for joining me yet again, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining me, Will.
Thank you very much.
See you next week when we've got Craskell, Kean Toomey, and the wonderful Schaefer Bates coming up.
And this is Bad Books.
Let's go and get a little bit of
beer.